If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
All right, well, welcome to another episode of Fuck You, Dad, everybody. We've got a very special guest this week. We got Andy Woodhull. He's been on Comedy Central. He's got a Dry Bar special. He's been on Conan and The Tonight Show, so check him out. And Andy, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. What's going on with you guys?
Surviving, brother.
Yeah. Send in a garden apartment when it's about to be 5 degrees this weekend. That's nothing that really...
How much snow is there in Chicago right now?
Way too much to justify living here. There's like a foot of, I mean, I think there's like, yeah, there's about a foot of snow outside. And everyone at work, everyone was talking about like the cute thing in Chicago, which is dibs, where like people throw like lawn chairs out
yeah,
and stuff.
I remember that.
Like, save their parking spot.
There was one...
And it's kind of... What are you saying?
No, go ahead. Let me hear more about
you got, dibs. I got nothing.
One time I was living there, and it was one of these huge winter storms, and the storm was so bad that people just got stranded on Lakeshore Drive and just had to leave their cars because they couldn't get out.
Damn. Yeah, well.
There was like, I was on a first floor apartment, and there was like 4 feet of snow when I opened the door, like in a movie or something. Just like
I
that.
I bet they still...
It's not that bad, but it's still... like it's one of those things where it's like people shouldn't live here. Like there really is only two seasons in Chicago, like murder and wishing you were murdered. Like I don't... There's a weird pride Chicago has where they're just like, snow, I jerk off to snow. It means nothing. I fucking walk around when it's like 10 degrees outside. It's just like, just admit you made a mistake. Just admit you made a mistake and move somewhere else.
I don't know. And hearing that story and living here for so long, I bet those people went out to their cars the next morning and there were still parking tickets on the windshield.
Oh, maybe.
Chicago has screwed me over so many times with street cleaning parking tickets on disgusting streets.
When that happened, I couldn't get my car out because the whole road wasn't plowed. And I had to be in Columbia, Missouri. So I had to walk to a bigger road that was plowed and get a cab to the airport.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Crazy.
Jesus.
Wait, Christ. Was that a rental car? That must have been a rental car then.
No. My personal car was parked on my road and they didn't.
Oh, I got it.
I was going to drive. They didn't plow it. So I had to go get a flight.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Maybe I just rented a car. I can't remember the whole story. Whatever it was hard and you boys have it easy.
Yeah, you just sound like a grandfather commit. You're like, back in my day, you walked 12 miles in snow for a gig. You didn't just put on fucking funny TikToks and make it. Useless millennial.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You had to shovel the stage before you did stand-up when I was your age in Chicago. I'd have my shirt off, my pants down. I was sweating.
So, Andy, I did want to ask you, because you recorded, I believe, your latest album in Indiana, correct?
Yeah, in Indiana. That's where I grew up, in northern Indiana.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought I would. I did a show there three years ago now. Yeah, Elkhart. Yeah, that's my hometown. And I hosted
a show in that room.
I performed
there, too.
Are they still talking about it?
Yeah.
They still talking about that wild night we did?
It is burned in my memory because it's the only time it's the first time, I'm sure there'll be more, where I'm performing and there was like a buffet like right there.
If you're lucky, you'll perform by more buffets.
Yeah.
if your career goes in any direction, there'll be more buffets.
I did a corporate at one place and they brought in cupcakes during my set. Nobody knew who I was, and now all of a sudden I'm competing with cupcakes.
Yeah, and you're going to lose the cupcakes audience. Every time.
I lost hardcore. I ended up just talking about cupcakes, and they brought me a cupcake to the stage.
You just ate a cupcake
with everybody?
That
was the end
everybody?
Of the set. You know cupcakes show up.
I'd like to think
well
I'd
be Seinfeld walking in.
Yeah. Got defeated by fucking key lemon pie. That was it. God damn. Yeah, Elkhart was an interesting place when I went. A lot of adults on bicycles that did not seem like they were on them for exercise. It was like, well, this is the only form of transportation.
It's a green city, very green, and also tons of DUIs.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. That's like the third DUI where like they took even the moped away from you. The moped and like razor scooters.
Yeah, I don't, Elkhart's not quite big enough to have the scooters yet, I don't think.
Not the the birds.
Bird scooters.
That's kind of like, it seems fun, downtown. But also like the worst idea I feel like ever. Like, it's just
every
like,
time I've ridden one, I've had an amazing time.
I just feel like it's a massive outbreak of concussions. It's like, how can I just get the ER?
Every time I've ridden one, I've had an amazing time. And I've also thought this is going to kill 30 kids a year.
Yeah. I mean, for sure.
I absolutely ate it on one this summer because I had four IPAs. And then I was like, let's rip the scooter, baby. And then
possibly the whitest Chicago thing I've ever heard. Yeah. I blew too many IPAs before I got in the bird scooter. Sorry, I wrecked myself. It all worked out, though, because of my kick-ass health insurance. So.
The worst part was I hit a pothole, I face plant. And then I have this moment where I go, in front of everybody who just saw me eat shit, do I get back on the scooter and pretend everything's okay? Or do I just give it up and walk home? But I got back on that scooter. I went.
Damn right.
And I went like through a red light and through another red light. And then I got home. I just didn't want anybody else to see me on the scooter. I was like, I'm done with the scooter. I just gotta, we gotta get this puppy home.
It's weird that you wanted to save face on a bird scooter. I feel like the cool factor's already gone. You're riding you're a grown man on a bird scooter. No one's had any illusions about who you are.
That's true.
It is something that you don't want anyone to see you on.
Yeah. No one thought you were a badass before you fell down, Nick. They're just like, they probably...
I had never ridden a Segway before, and I went on a Segway tour with my parents in Tampa. Thinking like, this is a safe place to try one of these out. No one will see me. And then I saw someone that I knew.
Oh, no. With your parents,
busted.
Too. And you're all
with
got
my parents, and we're
on.
All in helmets on a Segway. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Look really cool.
Do you mind me asking what the scenes were in Tampa that you would Segway by?
Yeah, what the
well, fuck? I was playing
a bus station to leave?
I was playing the Tampa Improv, which is in Ybor City. Okay. Very cool part of Tampa. It's like a Cuban part of town. They got the people on the street rolling cigars and stuff. It's a cool area.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You're like, it's actually a pretty nice city, so you can fuck off.
Yeah. That's
you know what they have there? You know
you
what they
hope
there?
You go to Temple one day, you loser.
You know what they had there? They had a meadery. You ever been to a meadery? That's what I'm into. No, I've never been to one in anywhere. It's a place where they have mead. They got mead there. It's
I know what meat is.
And they had several different flavors. I sat down there with one of my street rolled Cuban cigars, box of cheese.
That's
and I had a whole flight. I drank a whole flight of them. Boy, I had a good time in Tampa.
Hell yeah, Woo. Dude. Drinking meat, eating cheese, and smoking cigars.
Yeah, you get lit up on that meat, and then you take the Segway home. You don't fall because you're not some pussy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Faceplant like a bitch. It's only had four IPAs. So your dad on a Segway tour. Your dad also, he doesn't strike me as is he kind of like a typical like if someone's
he doesn't
on a
strike
Segway,
me. This man that I've never met, but I'm picturing as an older version of you.
Yeah, doesn't seem that
doesn't
intimidating.
Strike me as
it's a scary dad.
He's a great dad. I'm a great dad. You know what? Paid for the whole thing too. Paid for the whole thing.
That's what dads do, baby.
Yeah, paid for the Segway tour.
He paid for the Segway tour. But he was good on it. He's a little guy. He's 5'6", so he's a little bit closer to the ground. So he's able to maneuver.
Disabled.
Really well. Did you say disabled?
Yes. I just think it's so weird to bring that up immediately. Like, he's a good dad. He is 5'6". So, I mean, I don't speak to him. If he says hi to me in public, I pretend not to know him. So it was impossible for me to respect him as a child once I turned 10.
I mean,
dead,
thank God there wasn't Tinder when he was young. He would have never been able to meet my mom.
I didn't realize how big of a thing height was with men until very recently.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. It's like huge. Literally, it's I didn't realize that if you're just, you know, if you're like, you know, 5'5" and below, it's like you might as well just go live in a tree. It's just
fucking, you're lucky you're a tall guy, plus you added 3 inches of hair there.
Yeah. So I have a killer scheme going on.
Well, yeah, no way, that's tall privilege, Kenyon. That's what that is. I'm the same way. I'm 6 foot tall. I never realized until I talked to my short buddy and I'm like, hey buddy, why are you so angry all the time? And he's like, women won't fuck me. And I was like, oh God, yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah. I didn't know there was like a weird apartheid state with short dudes. I didn't realize it.
Here's another thing about my dad. My dad is a denim guy, wears denim on denim constantly. Yes. Way before it was popular.
So your dad's big denim, cool denim guy.
He's super cool. Wears denim on denim constantly. And back in the olden days when I was married there and I had a wife and I had two stepdaughters, one time I thought it would be very funny if we all wore denim on denim and met them out for a meal.
That's pretty great.
And he didn't acknowledge it. It wasn't weird to him.
He just thought this is a room full of people correctly dressed.
Yeah. I had to finally, at the end of the meal, be like, do you notice that we all wore denim on denim to mock you? And he's like, oh yeah. But exactly like you said, he felt, oh, these guys have never looked better than they look right now. They've put together for a nice meal out.
Thank God my kids are coming back around looking presentable.
You guys should have taken a family photo in that moment.
I wish that we would.
Denim on denim.
I don't know that it exists.
So denim on denim, that again sounds pretty chill. Like a lot of people, they always on this pod are kind of like, my dad was crazy, broke down the door. So like, there's no like outlandish.
No, he was chill, man. He was in the Navy. Okay. I don't know. I don't even know what he did in there. The craziest
denim
thing
on
about,
denim, and he's in the Navy.
The craziest thing my dad ever did, and I don't even know if he did it or not, but he was like kind of having a sex talk with a friend of mine and I. He was like warning us about STDs.
Right.
And he had a very detailed story about a friend of his that had gotten crabs and how horrible it was to get over. That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
Come out of his mouth as
he was
talking
just
about crabs.
He either had the crabs himself or that was the best friend that he ever had in his life that I never met later.
Yeah, that is a weird way. Like, I had a buddy once.
He knew a lot about it. I'm not trying to out him right now, but it probably wasn't him. It probably was his friend. Here's how chill my dad is. My buddy, when he was 16, kept asking my dad for a Playboy. That's what he said he wanted for his birthday, a Playboy.
Okay. Yeah.
And then my dad just bought him a Playboy and gave it to him on his birthday.
So your dad is a cool dad.
He's a cool dad. He's giving porn to minors. He's a cool guy. He's a cool guy. And my buddy, this
so
is
he told
a crazy
the authorities.
Thing. When I think about this story later, I think like, I wonder if he told my friend's dad that he did it or if he was just like trusting my friend to never get caught with it.
Right.
So that another dad would be like, why are you giving my son pornography?
Because like, I'm but, cool you know, as shit.
Yeah,
and he's wearing the denim on denim. He's like, do you not see this? I'm cool.
My friend wouldn't keep it. He was too scared to take it home. So I ended up keeping it. It was Jenny McCarthy's first appearance, September 1996, I believe.
Wow.
Maybe the month before, because you know how the Playboys lag. But, you know, classic issue. I don't have it anymore. But
you
if
didn't
a
keep
woman
it?
Walks by that's wearing one of the perfumes that was in the magazine as a sample, I, you know, lots of images come to mind.
You have like
that's
positive
like if,
PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I ever hear the song Hit Me With Your Best Shot, the first porn video I ever saw was a compilation of women taking face shots of men's ejaculate. And if I ever hear that song, it brings me back to being in the forest with my iPod Touch. It's a very different
That's
porn
a pretty
story.
Hardcore first video, Nick.
Well, yeah, back in my day, my first porn I ever saw was my buddy's dad had gotten the Spice Channel and canceled it. So it still kind of came in. Jesus. And that's the first one I ever saw.
But it's just so much darker when you cut to apparently Nick in the forest watching women's faces be desecrated. I mean, that just feels like it's such a, what, like 15 years? It just got to a point. Has all the filthiest things known to man in his pocket at all time.
I jumped in the deep end, so to say, for sure. Well, yeah, technology really boosted that whole system that guys were, you know, going through. The whole first porn thing. I've never gotten it from a friend's dad. That would be kind of strange.
None of your friend, your friend's dads have just text you a cool clip or anything like that.
Like, check this one out. Throw that in the group chat, Dad. I had a real good one yesterday.
Check out this video of son's best friend cucks dad. You know what I like about this podcast? Smooth transitions from topic to topic. Yeah.
We flow.
Well, your dad's too functional. I didn't know what to ask. Because normally it's like, well, then after the third time he got arrested, I'm like, deep down, you're like, my dad's great. And I'm fine. I grew up in a normal town. And I'm like, searching my brain for the actual. I was like, what do I ask him about? Like, it's like,
only time, one time he hit me one time. I had called my mom a bitch. And he heard chased me up to my room and knocked me down and slapped me in the face. That's the only time, but hard to say you didn't deserve it when you called
your mom a bitch. So your dad was correct.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah. Was he wearing denim on denim as he punched you in the face?
I'm sure he was. It's his uniform.
That's his uniform.
That would feel like insult to injury right there. But just some hipster ran up and just socked me in the mouth. It's like, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. My mom also a great lady, but she was the one that did the punishments generally with a sorority paddle. I got spanked with a sorority paddle.
You got panked with a sorority paddle.
Yeah, sorority paddle. I don't remember what sorority it was, but it was a tough one.
So was your mom kind of the bad cop of your parents then?
No, I guess so. I think the threat of dad is always there, but I think my mom was spanking me because it was like, if dad spanks you, he might kill you with the sorority paddle.
Yeah.
So we need someone that doesn't have the physical strength to kill you with one blow.
Right.
That's so funny that they treated you like you were rushing the family. That's so funny to me that the sorority paddle is hanging up there.
I never thought about it like that, but yeah, I made it. I'm in.
Yeah. Did he love that you started stand up?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, very supportive, always worried if I had health insurance or not.
Right.
That's the big one.
He had a motorhome for a while there. He doesn't do it anymore, but he had a motorhome and he would just meet me on the road places. Like I would be playing a club and he would just show up in his motorhome and we would hang out for the weekend. It was very fun. One time he met me in Calgary, Canada. He drove all the way to Calgary and we did like this street luge thing and saw where the Olympics were and went in the mountains. It was a great time.
That sounds awesome. Incredible. Yeah.
Another time he came and met me in Des Moines. I was playing the Funny Bone in Des Moines. And then the manager called me like during the day and somebody had some private gig at a biker rally during the day and they had fallen out. So they needed someone last minute. And she asked like, would you go do this biker rally? And I had flown to Des Moines, so I didn't have a car, but my dad was there in the motorhome. So he drove us to the motorhome and I did stand up on a stage that like a band would play on. And there was no, the only audience was at a bar, maybe 30 feet away from the stage. It was very difficult setup for stand up comedy. And all the bikers were out on a ride because it's a biker rally. They're riding their bikes. And the closest people to the stage were playing volleyball. Just to stage left.
Jesus.
I did 5 minutes of stand up and then I ended up calling the volleyball game.
What do you do? Just calling
the volleyball game. So it all starts off as like the worst situation for my dad to see me do stand up because I want him to be proud of me. And now he's seeing me just bombing because there's no one around. But then it ended up being really cool because I was calling the volleyball game and two women from the volleyball game flashed their tits. So we had a great time. Yeah, what a day. We ended up both buying t-shirts from that biker rally.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, well, you got to remember it somehow. That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
And you didn't. So, were you calling the volleyball game? Were you? You didn't know anybody's name, so were you just like guy in tank top? Nice.
No,
set.
I don't. I was. Yeah, I was just yelling things.
Yeah.
I was just trying not to ruin everyone's time. I was just trying to get them to not chant, turn the music back on.
Right. This is the goal for every outdoor show, for sure.
Yeah. I did a bit about him on one of my albums. We were at a bar together, and we had a gay bartender, and it was like super obvious that he was gay. You know how everybody, you can tell these days. And my dad didn't know. He couldn't tell. And he, the bartenders, I'm trying not to just do this bit, but it's a funny dad story.
Yeah.
The bartender asked how we're doing. And my dad was just like, pretty good. Just out on the town tonight with my sex slave. That's the joke he came up with for the bartender. He called me his sex slave.
That's fun. Such a dad. That's like a, that's so funny to me, because that's a classic like dad thing, and like I'm just gonna razzmatazz with my son here. He's maybe a gay guy. I'll throw some sex in there. It's my sex slave. And it gets even more fucked up when the person's like, "Wait, really?" And then he goes, "Oh no, that's just my son."
Just over, just like, overdoes it. Overdone yeah. so much.
Yeah, it was overdone pretty big.
Man,
but very fun. Sorry that we have such a good relationship.
Yeah, that's a bummer for the pod, to be honest.
Yeah,
you said you didn't have any, but you cranked out a couple. Everyone's got some in there, I think.
Well, it was really funny that at first, like, he's the best dad ever. He's never done anything. He did run up and punch me in the face once, very sneaky. So he had it in him.
It was open. To be fair, it was hand.
It was yeah.
And I was knocked on the ground. He like knocked me on the ground, and then I was protecting, and he slam me in the face. But you know, I think every time I got hit as a kid, not that I got hit a lot, was well deserved. And all my absolutely. Spankings were on the behind where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Such
my dad never hit me as a kid. With his
how about
hands.
As an adult?
Yeah. As an adult all the time.
An adult, yeah. Once you saw what I was doing with my life, the fist came out. then it came to blows.
Once he heard the name of my podcast, he was not pleased. So he always used to, he had a slipper and he would like slipper slap me. And then my mom That's would so just kind of squeeze my arm really hard and go, "You're not being a good son."
Oh,
it sounds pretty psychotic.
Well, I was fucking up her Weight Watchers meeting, to be fair. I was being obnoxious.
What were you doing? Just passing out cupcakes?
Yeah. Just talking about how good ice cream is.
Now that I think about it, my mom was probably just hungry and I was just eating really loudly in the Weight Watchers meeting. I remember one time they asked a question. They just asked for it was something about carbs, I think, in Weight Watchers. They said,
how many Weight Watchers meetings did you go to?
Well, I used to be my mom's buddy for Weight Watchers because it was during the day. But they were asking for like high calorie drinks or something, or name a drink, something like that. And I yelled out beer. And everybody, like a good part of the class, chuckled, and then like 20% of the class was like, "That's not a good." That's not a good thing for a four-year-old.
Well, you were 4 years
of Weight Watchers.
Years old?
Yeah, I wasn't very old because I
wasn't
going to school yet.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that is a little worrying. Where it's like, how does he even know how many calories beer has? How does he know that that's fatty for it?
Well, he can feel it the next day. You're a little bloated.
Hey, guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.